From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In a landmark ruling, the United Nations Arbitration Court is dismissing China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, saying it has no historic title to the vast maritime region. Tuesday's ruling by the Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration answers a complaint brought by the Philippines 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN's Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on a reef located off the Philippine coast. Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs Perfecto Yasa said on Tuesday, Philippines welcomes the decision by the International Tribunal in The Hague.
The Philippines reiterates its abiding commitment to efforts of pursuing the peaceful resolution and management of disputes with a view of promoting and enhancing peace and stability in the region.
China says it will not accept, recognize, or implement any ruling on the South China Sea. China has launched a massive land seizure and rebuilding effort throughout the South China Sea in recent years, rebuilding numerous reefs into artificial islands that can support military installations. President Barack Obama travels to Dallas, Texas Tuesday to meet with the relatives of the five police officers killed in a sniper attack. He's speaking at an interfaith memorial service that is attracting law enforcement officers from across the state.
It's Texas. Texas is tight. We're close together. We back ourselves. We take care of ourselves. We take care of our own. So it's real important that, to me at least, to go there and show that.
President Obama's visit comes as the U.S. also tries to work through racial tensions sparked by the two killings of black men by police in Minnesota and Louisiana. Those incidents sparked days of protests. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, rather, is in Afghanistan, where he met Tuesday with President Ashraf Ghani.
We discussed President Obama's recent decision to grant additional flexibility to the U.S. commander here in Afghanistan, flexibility that will maximize the use and effectiveness of our forces that are already here in Afghanistan to support Afghan forces.
Carter will also speak with the commander of the U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan. He also plans to meet with the U.S. troops and thank them for helping in stabilizing Afghanistan and preventing the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists who wish to launch attacks against the U.S. Two passenger trains crashed in southern Italy Tuesday, killing at least 20 people and injuring dozens more. Authorities are still investigating the cause. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, are once again calling for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatened to lead the impoverished East African nation back into civil war. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. A suicide bomber blew up his car near a crowded outdoor market in northeast Baghdad early Tuesday, killing at least 11 people and injuring at least 32 more in the predominantly Shiite district. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but has very similar earmarks to the recent attacks by the Islamic State group in some neighboring towns. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton holding a campaign rally Tuesday with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, her biggest rival in the race to be the party's nominee in the November election. There is widespread speculation that Sanders will endorse Clinton during the event. Clinton will not become the official Democratic nominee until later this month at the party's convention. The Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, will be the first to gain his party's formal nomination when the Republicans hold their convention next week. And British Prime Minister David Cameron is chairing his final meeting of the cabinet ministers Tuesday at 10 Downing Street. Cameron said he will resign on Wednesday and make way for Secretary Theresa May to take over the job the same day. Cameron's decision to leave was prompted by the voters rejecting his bid to keep Britain in the European Union. May, who, like Cameron, backed to stay in the EU, said that the government needed to work on a range of reforms as well as negotiating the country's departure from the bloc. Details on these stories and more at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.